Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. I'll begin with events showcased in the Hartford Courant. This first article is by Christopher Arnott in the Hartford Courant. This is a week of septuagenarian female pop superstars with Bonnie Raitt in Bridgeport. It is also a week of diverse musical blends, including As We Speak at the Bushnell and Monsieur Perrine at Toad's Place, as well as the Connecticut Early Music Festival in Stonington and rap, pop, and cartoon songs played outdoors in Bushnell Park by the Hartford Symphony Orchestra. Along with the Out Film Connecticut Festival and the International Festival of Arts and Ideas, the summer arts season is off to a sensational start. Connecticut Early Music Festival, La Grua Center, 32 Water Street, Stonington, Chester Meeting House, 4 Liberty Street in Chester. This week's Long Connecticut Early Music Festival ends June 16th, performing at several different venues. Early music generally means music from the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque eras, often played on period instruments. This week there are 2 concerts, 7 Times Salt on Sunday at 5 p.m. at the La Grua Center in Stonington, and the Lute Song Trio of the Baltimore Consort on June 15th at 5 p.m. at the Chester Meeting House. Tickets are $20. $15 in advance. For tickets or information, visit the website ctearlymusic.org. Namoli Brennett, Guard Arts Center, 325 State Street, New London. The Guard in New London is doing a special Music on the Mezzanine series, concert series, featuring LGBTQ+ artists for Pride Month. First up is Namoli Brennett, who will perform her song, We Belong, which was part of the soundtrack of the recent documentary, Holding Space for Each Other, New London's LGBTQ+ community. Spoken word artist Minerva Sidora will also perform Sunday at 3 p.m. Tickets are $25. For tickets or information, visit the website GARDE, that's guardarts.org. The Verb Pipe, Catherine Hepburn's Cultural Arts Center, 300 Main Street in Old Saybrook. The Michigan-rooted alt-rock band The Verb Pipe, which had a top 5 single in 1997 with The Freshmen, perform on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at The Kate. Tickets are $44. For tickets or information, visit the website thekate.org. Feed XL Center, 1 Civic Center Plaza, Hartford. The Colombian singer-songwriter-producer Feed, a.k.a. Ferexo, whose collaborators have included Bad Bunny and many of the biggest Latin pop stars of today, draws massive crowds to his own tours, hence the tour name Ferexopolis 2024, and a stop at one of the largest concert venues in the state, the XL Center, Sunday at 8 p.m. Tickets are $54.74 to $236. For tickets or information, visit the website xlcenter.com. Bonnie Raitt, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, 500 Broad Street, Bridgeport. There's nothing like Bonnie Raitt on a big stage in summertime. The legendary singer-songwriter's most recent album, 2022's Just Like That, won several Grammys, June 14th at 8 p.m. at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. The show is sold out. Verified resale tickets are available on the venue's ticket sale page for around $150 to $850. For information or to purchase tickets, visit the website hartfordhealthcareamp.com. Strange Worlds, improvised science fiction, CT Comedy Theater, 15 Asylum Street, Hartford. The madcap improvers of the CT Improv Empire put on their space-age thinking caps to create unique science fiction scenarios. June 14th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10. For tickets or information, visit the website seateaimprov.com. Monsieur Perrinet, Toad's Place, 300 York Street, New Haven. The Bogota, Colombia-based ensemble Monsieur Perrinet, featuring multilingual vocalist Catalina Algafloya, blends an array of Latin, French, and English musical styles into its far-flung, danceable pop. June 14th at 8 p.m. at Toad's Place in New Haven. Tickets are $41.25 to $53. For tickets or information, visit the website toadsplace.com. Rose Garden Reading, Elizabeth Park, 1561 Asylum Avenue, Hartford. The annual Rose Garden Reading by established Connecticut poets is June 15th at 1 p.m. in Elizabeth Park. The poets are Frederick Douglass Knowles II, Aaron Quesada Kimura, and Christina J. Baptista, as well 2024 Wallace Stevens Poetry Prize and Scholarship winner Shamia Martin. The event is sponsored by the Friends and Enemies of Wallace Stevens and the Elizabeth Park Conservancy. For tickets or information, visit the website Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, poetry.org. Symphony in the Park, Bushnell Park Pavilion, 439 Asylum Street, Hartford. Hartford Symphony Orchestra's annual Symphony in the Park is a classical pops show that includes orchestral renditions of Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come and MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This, as well as music from the Disney film Encanto, June 15th at 2 p.m. The event is free. For information, visit the website hartfordsymphony.org. As we speak, the Bushnell, 166 Capitol Avenue, Hartford. The eclectic ensemble of Zakir Hussain, banjo legend Bella Fleck, double bassist Edgar Meyer, and bansuri player Rakesh Chaurasia, collectively known as We Speak, brings its jazz, classical, Indian, bluegrass experience to the Bushnell June 15th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $49 to $93. For tickets or information, visit the website bushnell.org. Haley Hendricks Space Ballroom, 295 Treadwell Street, Hamden. The Portland, Oregon-based singer-songwriter created an instant indie pop classic with the brazen acoustic number I Need to Start the Garden. She's also good at wistful folk songs. Haley Hendricks doesn't come to the East Coast all that often, and a Connecticut date is rare. Lily Brashears opens at 8 p.m. Show on June 15th at the Space Ballroom. Tickets are $33.79 to $37.99. For tickets or information, visit the website spaceballroom.com. South Pacific seeks to honor tradition and add modern insight at Goodspeed Opera by Christopher Arnott in the Hartford Current. South Pacific, the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic set on a tropical island during World War II, opening at the Goodspeed Opera House on June 14th. Even for a Rodgers and Hammerstein opus, South Pacific is jam-packed with songs that have become American standards. Some Enchanted Evening, There Is Nothing Like a Dame, Bali High, Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair, and This Nearly Was Mine. The musical is based on the book Tales of the South Pacific by James Michener, who became one of the best-known historical novelists of the 20th century. There's something fulfilling about a classic. Nellie Forbush is the Navy nurse from the U.S. Midwest who falls for plantation owner Emil DeBeck, played by Omar Lopez Sapero. The Goodspeed production of South Pacific is directed by Che Yu. The Goodspeed first announced its intention to produce South Pacific in 2020 with a different director. The sets had been built and rehearsals were about to start when the COVID shutdown began. South Pacific was postponed only to be announced again for 2024 with Yu at the helm. Yu said this production is entirely different from what the Goodspeed would have done in 2020. We're changing it for today, but the changes aren't major, and they've all been approved by the Rodgers and Hammerstein estates, Wade said. They're trying to shine a new light on some of its important issues, but Che is also trying to keep up as true to the book as possible. We all read Tales of the South Pacific. It's a very impactful show, she added. A young woman brought to the South Pacific finds herself in the middle of a war, falling in love with an older man who has more agency than other women of that time. She's an officer, which is huge, but it does get to her. Yu says any production of a classical musical is a refraction, angling it differently or looking at it from a 21st century point of view. You find the tension and look at it from that perspective. It was so progressive in its time, but in South Pacific now, the race and gender issues are complicated, the director said. That's an understatement. A key character, Bloody Mary, is regularly brought up in discussions of stereotyped Asian characters in the theater. By leaning in a little more on notions of race and notions of war. Yu said she has found fresh meaning and sensitivity in Bloody Mary, mindful that she is a mother making difficult choices. Another way this production is heightening racial themes is by casting a black actor, Cameron Loyal, as Lieutenant Cable, a Marine officer on the island for a special mission. South Pacific by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II, based on a book by James Michener, directed by Che Yu, runs June 14 through August 11 at the Goodspeed Opera House, 6 Main Street, East Haddam. Performances are Wednesdays at 2 and 7:30 p.m., Thursdays at 7:30 p.m., Fridays at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 3 and 8 p.m., and Sundays at 2 p.m., with added Sunday evening performances on June 16th, 23rd, and 30th, and July 7th and 14th. Tickets are $30 to $88. For tickets or information, visit the website goodspeed.org. Inheriting Freedom, an Intergenerational Tour, takes place Saturday, June 15th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, June 20th, and also Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Harriet Beecher Stowe Center, 77 Forest Street in Hartford. The goal of our intergenerational tour is to encourage conversations about justice between visitors of all ages. We provide an interactive, conversation-based tour experience where we welcome questions and curiosity from adults and children alike. The tour explores the life of Harriet Beecher Stowe. Event contact is info@stowecenter.org or call 860-522-9258. Farmers Father's Day Hayrides, Saturday, June 15th from noon to 4 p.m. and Sunday, June 16th from noon to 4 p.m. at Farmers Hayrides, 13 Niederwerfer Road in Broadbrook. Cost is $10. Under one is free. Join us for an unforgettable Father's Day weekend. We can't wait to celebrate with you. Bring the whole family to Hayrides and our delightful petting zoo. Tractor photo ops, perfect for pictures with Dad. If you have any questions, call at 860-670-3594 or send us a message on Facebook. Strawberry Festival at Lyman Orchards, Saturday, June 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lyman Orchards is located at 32 Reeds Gap Road in Middlefield. The event is free. There's no sweeter way to celebrate the start of summer 24 than by joining in on all the fun at the Lyman Orchards Strawberry Festival. It's all happening at the Apple Barrel Farm Market and Grounds. Continue checking as we add more activities and add times. Activities include 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. horse-drawn wagon rides, $6 per person, $4 for ages 4 to 12, free for ages 3 and under. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. face painting by Laura. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. henna by Jamila Henna Creations. 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. live music from the KC Sisters. Pick your own strawberries, South Street, Jones Apiary's Honey Farm with the 2024 American Honey Queen. Food trucks, kids and adult pie eating contest, first come, first served, free activities. Admission to the Lyman Orchards Strawberry Festival is free. Activities are subject to change, and continue to check back for more information on other activities joining us at the Strawberry Festival. The event contact is npeach at lymanorchards.com. That's LYMAN. Or call 860-349-6000. The Connecticut Bacon Festival, Saturday, June 15th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, June 16th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Maples Farm Park, 45 Bosra Street in Bosra, Connecticut. The event is free. It's the 2024 Connecticut Bacon Festival taking place at the beautiful Maples Farm Park in Bosra, Connecticut. This free admission and free parking event takes place Saturday and Sunday. This family fun event has everything bacon imaginable, from food to crafts to songs, games, the list goes on and on. Event contact is PETRILLOSEvents@gmail.com or call 860-573-6780. 72nd Annual Strawberry Festival, Saturday, June 15th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at North Canton Community United Methodist Church at 3 Case Street in North Canton, Connecticut. Event is free. There'll be an early bird tag sale at 9 a.m. for $10. Nothing welcome summer arrival better than a taste of homemade strawberry shortcake. Attend the 72nd Annual Strawberry Festival at North Canton Community United Methodist Church. The festival is free to enter from 10 to 4. Early bird entrance to Grandma's Attic tag sale is at 9 a.m. for $10. The festival includes ample amounts of fresh-picked strawberries with homemade biscuits and real whipped cream, as well as a silent auction, Grandma's Attic tag sale, burgers and dogs on the grill, bake sale, and a plant sale. The first strawberry festival kicked off in June of 1872. The tradition was interrupted periodically for building projects, wars, pandemic, and an occasional strawberry shortage. The church has carried on the festival annually, rain or shine, since 1951. Nearly everyone at this small country church participates, children through seniors. The event offers more than strawberry shortcake, although that is the main attraction. Passerbys also enjoy delicious burgers and dogs on the grill, baked goods, a plant booth, and a wide variety of treasures at the tag sale. The church is located on Route 179 in North Canton, Connecticut, just a few miles north of Route 44. For more information, please call 860-693-4589 or go to northcantonumc@gmail.com. Rhythm and Brews Juneteenth Celebration, Saturday, June 15th, from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Simsbury Meadows Performing Arts Center, 22 Iron Horse Road in Simsbury, Connecticut. The event is free. A free community event hosted by the 5 Farmington Valley towns of Avon, Canton, Farmington, Granby, and Simsbury, featuring the music of Nikita Waller, Magic Soul Academy, and Damian Curtis, Afro-Cuban Jazz Project. Channel your inner hero at the full-size Lego Black Panther Photo Zone and dabble in the Lego Black Brick Plague Zone, courtesy of Lego Systems Incorporated. Quench your thirst with a variety of delicious beers featuring Connecticut's first black female brewmaster. This is your chance to celebrate her historic accomplishment and support a local hero. All this and more. Event contact is Cassandra E. Taylor. That's CassandraeTaylor at iCloud.com. Or call 860-651-5042. Fourth Annual Juneteenth Celebration, Saturday, June 15th, from 2 to 5 p.m. in Windsor, Connecticut. Join us for the Fourth Annual Juneteenth Celebration on Saturday, June 15th at Windsor Town Green from 2 to 5 p.m. This year, our theme is Tuning into Music, a playlist across history, as we celebrate the rich cultural heritage of Juneteenth through music. Special guest Martha Rivers will be performing along with local artists showcasing their talents. Get ready to dance and groove to the rhythm of the music. We will also be hosting a dance contest for all ages to participate in. In addition to the music, there will be local civic groups on hand to share information and resources with the community. It's sure to be a fun-filled day for all. For more information, visit the website at Don't Miss Out on This Exciting Event, celebrating Juneteenth and the power of music, bringing people together. See you there. For more information, visit Windsor Chamber of Commerce, CT. Rock the Patio Summer Concert Series, Saturday, June 15th, from 7 to 10 p.m. at Parkville Market, 1400 Park Street in Hartford. Parkville Market presents Rock the Patio, featuring local artists playing their best-known hits live on the patio at Parkville Market. Enjoy great music, food, and drinks to keep you cruising through the weekend. For more information, visit Hartford.com. Rose Weekend, Saturday, June 15th and Sunday, June 16th at Elizabeth Park Rose Garden in Hartford. Elizabeth Park is home to America's oldest public rose garden, and you guessed it, it's full of roses. Rose Weekend lets you check out the beauty of the garden in full bloom and participate in family-friendly activities. Roses are red and yellow and white and pink and black even. Watch out, they're a little prickly too. There's more information at visithartford.com. Father's Day Jazz Brunch, Waterbury. Celebrate Father's Day with a performance by saxophonist and composer Don Braden, as he plays hits from Stevie Wonder and Earth, Wind & Fire in his show, Earth, Wind & Wonder. The show will be held at Palace Theater on Sunday, June 16th at 11 a.m. with an assortment of sweet and savory brunch items. Tickets are $69 and doors will open at 10:30 a.m. Sun Barbecue Fest, Uncasville. The 2024 Sun Barbecue Fest features over 50 food trucks and barbecue options, live music, cornhole tournaments, and a rib, wing, and burger competition. The event will be held Saturday, June 15th from noon to 9 p.m. and Saturday, June 16th from noon to 5 p.m. at 1 Mohegan Sun Boulevard in Uncasville. Donuts with Dad, Sunday, June 16th from 9:45 a.m. to noon at the Essex Steam Train and Riverboat, 1 Railroad Avenue in Essex, Connecticut. Tickets are $39.99 to $64.99, and prices vary by age. Kick off your Father's Day celebration this year with a morning train and riverboat cruise on the Becky Thatcher Riverboat. It's our annual Donuts with Dad breakfast celebration, and we will be featuring a giant selection of delicious treats from the Beach Donut Shop in Clinton, Connecticut. Coffee and tea are on us. Dad, all you need to do is sit back and enjoy yourself. Take in the serenity of the morning scenery on the Connecticut River and have a great time with your crew. Donuts aren't all. We have a grab-and-go butter buffet of breakfast selections available for you to choose from, including fruit salad, yogurt parfaits, bacon, eggs, and cheese sandwiches, and fruit cobbler. Don't miss out on the celebration. Event contact is info@essexsteamtrain.com or call 860-767-0103. Strawberry Festival, Saturday, June 15th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church of Hartford in Hartford, Connecticut. Cost is $6. This sweet summer treat is a First Presbyterian Hartford tradition. Their strawberry shortcake includes homemade biscuits and whipped cream with local strawberries. Need we say more? For more information, visit hartford.com. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Hartford Courant. If you have any questions or need more information on any of the articles I've read, call the Chris Listener line at 860-727-9579. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.